Okay, it is step number 28. I think this is a really important step, but you've got a couple of more steps to go with me, so I really want to make sure I get this in here. And some of you might listen to this and think, I don't know about that. But honestly, of all my years of being a medium, and if anything I've ever learned, this is something that I think is really important for psychic mediums. From someone who may want to do this for themselves or do this from others, you cannot skip this step. You have to trust spirit more than anyone else. Okay, I just want you to take a moment and let that sit in. The other side has no ego. So the grandfather, the aunt, the niece, the nephew, the spirits that come in and communicate with you, they cannot lie. They do not have an ego. So, when a spirit comes in and presents me with a message and says, oak tree, and I say to my client, I don't know why, but I'm getting oak tree. No, that doesn't make any sense. No, that doesn't make any sense. Okay, well, I'm sorry it doesn't make sense to you, but oak tree is exactly what the spirit wants to say. You can't argue with the spirit. You have to trust that spirit absolutely 100% emphatically. And if you do, you will nail it every time. Now, your client might not believe it, but that's not your attachment. I always say that it's actually, I work for spirit. And yes, the clients are who pay me, or my friends are who ask me, but I work for spirit. And I know that spirit will never steer me wrong. I know that I will never be led astray. I know, like I know the sky is blue and the grass is green. But if spirit wants me to have a message and spirit wants to present me with something, that there's a reason why I'm seeing it and I'm hearing it and I'm feeling it. And it's so important for you to trust that spirit. They're egoless. Don't trust the client who has a bad memory and an ego and is emotional and maybe doesn't remember or doesn't know. Trust the spirit who's all-knowing with no ego and pure love and light and is giving you these messages and is not sabotaging you or setting you up for failure. So I think that may be one of the biggest messages in this entire 30 days. Trust spirit and trust yourself. Stop believing that you're making it up. We're going to talk about that in the next step, but you really have to know that those spirits will never lead you astray. And if you can build that tight of a bond and a relationship with them, that you'll trust them more than anything else. I mean, if spirit says don't fly, get off the plane. If spirit says take another route, go another route. If spirit says call your mom, call your mom. Trust spirit. Listen, I'm going to share one more thing with you. My son's dog, Buddy, who is very closely connected to my son and to myself, went missing in 2011, I believe. 4 days before he went missing, he was laying on the bed in my room and I was brushing my teeth. And I looked over at him and I know that it came from a spirit because it was not my own thoughts. And you'll start to recognize when they feel like your own thoughts and when they feel like thoughts from spirit. And when I looked over at him and the thought crossed my mind, what if I never see you again? And I went back to Russia. I was like, well, that was silly. Like, why would I think that? Anytime that you ask yourself, why would I think that? That's spirit, just so you know. And so I walked up to him on the bed and I cuddled him and I was like, oh, buddy, of course I would see you again. Of course that would never happen. And I hugged him and I kissed him. Now looking back, I know that was Buddy telling me, soon I'm never going to see you again. He knew, I knew. Spirit knew, but I didn't want to know. I didn't want to hear. I could have prevented what happened had I been listening to spirit. And 4 days later, I never saw Buddy again. So if I can be that person to advocate for spirit on the other side to tell you, if it feels weird, if it feels like it's not your thought, if it comes to you in a vision or a dream, if it doesn't make sense and if it can't add up, it's spirit. And you have to listen because that's the messages that you're getting that will change your life and those of the lives of the people around you forever. Two more steps. See you in the next one.